Welcome to Fertility Focus. This weekly minisode is designed to help you improve your fertility. Every Tuesday, I'll be focusing on actionable steps to help you take control of your own trying to conceive journey. I'm Maria. I'm a personal trainer specializing in fertility. Whether you're preparing for IVF, managing your BMI, or ready to throw everything you have at your own trying to conceive journey, tune in each week to hear more. In this week's show, I am focusing on five fun ways to get in your 10,000 steps. Now, why am I doing this? Because it doesn't matter if you work out 3 to 4 times a week, but sit at a desk all day. This isn't enough. That regular and consistent movement is crucial for your health. Now, today's show is inspired by my clients, many of whom are walking at least 10,000 steps per day, one of whom is on a streak of over 100 days. How do they do it? Well, sometimes in the way you would expect. They top up their steps after the day at work with a walk in the evening, or maybe they go on the treadmill at the gym. But sometimes they share some more exciting and perhaps less expected ways of getting those steps in. So keep listening to hear five creative ways to hit your 10,000 steps a day. Number one, urban exploration. Why not explore a new city or a neighbourhood on foot? Instead of relying on public transport or driving, wander around urban areas, check out the local shops, the street art and the hidden gems. You'll rack up steps while discovering new sites and experiences. Now, not only can you do this in your own hometown, but this is also a great way to get your steps in when you're on holiday as well. Number two, a dance party. Have a dance party in your living room, your garden, or your backyard. Put on your favourite music and dance like nobody's watching. Not only is it a fun way to get moving, but it's also a great stress reliever and mood booster, which I would say everybody needs when they are dealing with fertility. Now, if you don't want to disturb the neighbours, but you're in the mood to boogie, have a silent disco. Put on your headphones, head back in time to your favourite musical decade and enjoy. Number three, a gardening marathon. Why not spend a day gardening or landscaping? Whether you're planting flowers, weeding, mowing the lawn, gardening activities can keep you on your feet and active for hours. And if you live in an apartment, there are still lots of ways to incorporate gardening and growing. Window pots, pots for your balcony, and miniature greenhouses are all great ways to grow your own produce. I myself used to grow tomatoes and chilies on my own little balcony. And if you're looking for organically grown, chemical-free food, well, it doesn't get any better than this. Number four, a museum or zoo visit. Spending a day exploring a museum, zoo, or botanical garden is an amazing way to get steps in without even noticing it. These attractions often require a lot of walking to see everything. And you'll be so engrossed in the exhibits or the animals that you won't even notice how many steps you're taking. So bring a bottle of water and some healthy snacks and you can easily be out for hours and not even notice it. Number five, volunteer work. Why not volunteer for a physically demanding project, such as helping to build a community garden, participating in a charity walk, which, by the way, one of my clients has just signed up to do, or you could sign up for a 5K or a 10K run, again, for charity if you want to. You could also join a habitat restoration project. Not only will you be contributing to a good cause, but you'll also be meeting awesome people, building a community, and getting a workout in the process. What an amazing way to try and get in those 10,000 steps. And as always, if you have any questions, just DM me on Instagram at fitness_fertility, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. If you really want to make sure you work out regularly with people who truly understand what you're going through, then follow me on Instagram at fitness_fertility, where you will find my community of thousands of women who are also trying to conceive. And if you can't wait to work out, head over to fitnessfertility.com and sign up for my awesome free workouts. Don't forget to subscribe to the Fitness Fertility Podcast and tune in every Friday to hear interviews with fertility experts and in-depth discussions on all aspects of fitness and fertility. And one more thing, please share the show because you never know who's struggling and may need that little bit of extra help.